This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely CHRCH, churchonline.com, because we say all that's missing is you. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is a beautiful and sunny day here. And we are 10 days into the new year, and it's crossed my mind. I wonder how many people are still on their New Year's resolutions. I know statistically there's probably about 20 to 25% that still are in it, and we just, you know, we give them kudos, we just praise them for being able to stick with it. But for most of us, in fact, some of us, we've just given up altogether on making New Year's resolutions. But there's nothing wrong with starting the new year with a new attitude, with a new thought process, making some new decisions, getting things just a little different in our lives. And I heard this phrase, and this came from this past week. There was a big conference in Atlanta for college-age students, and one of the speakers made this statement, and I've just kind of been rolling it around in my head, and it's decision precedes development. Now think about that for a minute. Decision precedes development. In other words, we make a decision before any change is going to happen in our lives. The decision must be made. But we all know, again, looking at all of the New Year's resolutions that have gone by the wayside by now, we also recognize development is not a one-time only decision. We don't just simply wake up on January the 1st and say, okay, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to lose weight, I don't know, get my finances in order, clean out the garage, whatever it is, without a series of decisions. It's decisions continuing to be made. It's even true in our spiritual life. Remember the old hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. But we also recognize that that one decision does not change everything in our lives without a continuation of decisions. For example, we have decided to follow Jesus, but then there is discipleship involved. There's learning, there's growing, there's reading God's word. We learn and grow, and that develops our character more and more. It doesn't just happen with a one-time only decision. And that is absolutely the truth in the scripture as well. A continuation of decisions are made. Let me take you to Psalm number 1. I'm just going to read the first three verses, but I want to show you how continued decisions are the key to strength and development, and even as it says here, just us being blessed and us prospering as the Bible talks about it. So Psalm number 1, 1, 2, and 3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Great words, great words, great insight, great wisdom, but you need to see the decisions that come out of those few verses. The first one, it tells us what we should not do. It says, who walks, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. What you must know is the words that are used here are continued actions. The one who continually decides not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, continually stand, nor sit, continually sit in the seat of the scornful. Those are decisions that we make. And if you listen to those words, it's decisions that we make every single day. That first one, counsel of the ungodly. Where are we receiving our counsel, our understanding, our wisdom? Is it from the ungodly? Where's that going to lead our decision-making process? Same thing, standing in the path of the sinner. Standing with them, standing together with them, sitting in the seat of the scornful. all of those are continued decisions about who we take advice from, how are we going to live our lives, where are we sitting, who are we hanging out with. Those are continued decisions that we make. Again, we can make that wonderful decision. We can make that decision to follow Jesus, but it's a continued life change that the Bible teaches, a continual life change. Here's the other one. We get into verse 2, things shift. But his delight, and that word, by the way, continued delight, his continued delight is in the law of the Lord. That also is a decision that we make. For example, here we are again, New Year's, 10 days into the new year, and maybe we decided we're going to read our Bible. Maybe we decided we're going to read our Bible through in a year. Have we put that by the wayside yet? No, because it's a continual thing that we decide every single day we're going to open this book up for the next year. But there's more to it than just opening the book, reading the book. This phrase is so critical. Is your delight in the law of the Lord? And again, whether we realize it or not, that's a choice that we make. You can open the book, you can open the scripture, and it can be a chore to you every single day. Oh, I've got to do this. Or you can begin to allow the word of God to change and mold and shape you and speak to you when you delight in it. Oh, I know there's parts of the Bible that are kind of hard to delight in. Oh, I don't know, maybe Leviticus, right? We get into Leviticus and it's, you know, the animals and the slaughtering of animals and cutting out the fat portions. And it's hard to delight in that. But I'm saying the scripture as a whole. Do you take great delight in hearing the word of God? Do you take delight? This is like a joy that I have. I get to read the scripture. This morning, that was one of my thoughts when I woke up. I get to read the scripture on the radio. I love the word of God. I love what the word of God says. That's the key to keeping this resolution, if you want to call it that, or this agreement that you make with God. I'm going to read your word every single day. It's to delight in it. I get to read the scripture. I get to hear more wisdom from the word. I get to hear what Paul says, this word that was given as our example. And then the benefits, and then, oh, by the way, it says he meditates on it day and night and thinking about it regularly. Not just reading it, but thinking about it. Thinking about what did I read? Maybe that takes you writing some notes to yourself. I don't know. But the results are huge. There is this fruitfulness, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf shall also not wither. And then this great line, and whatever he does shall prosper. And when we say that word prosper, that doesn't necessarily mean monetarily. Reading my Bible isn't, you know, automatically going to lead to, you know, everything changing in my life financially. But prospering is in every area of my life. Financial, yes. Physical, yes. Emotional, spiritual, every area of my life. I will prosper if I delight in the Lord. If I make the good decisions to stay away from the sin and the sinful, and then that good decision that I'm going to delight. I love the word of God so much. I'm going to delight in it. Again, decisions that we make. Go back to that first phrase. Decision precedes development. If you want that life change, if you want your life to prosper, as it says here, if you want things to be different, let us begin to delight in the word of God.